Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be on our broadcast, on our radio broadcast for the study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor on tonight. God is such a good God. He is so worthy. God is so worthy to be praised. I just thank and praise him for this opportunity. We're going to get ready tonight so we can get on into the Word of God. I'm going to try to get some music going here. I don't know how where it's going to be because my internet is acting up again, but I'm going to see here what I can do. But we're going to get ready to have a short devotion. Wait just one second. I don't know if I can do this or not. Anyway, we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer on tonight. This is the first time my phone has ever did this. This is my other little phone that I always play the music on. And it's just twirling. Anyway, we're going to get ready to read a scripture. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. God is such a good God. He's so worthy to be praised. We're going to, wait a minute. Yeah, we're going to get ready to read a scripture right here. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Except I beseech thee the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I wait a minute. Anyway. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have taken as inheritance forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I have just read you from Psalms 119, verses 105 to 112. May God add a blessing to the doers of this most holy word tonight. We're going to have a song. It's kind of, anyway. Just one second.
Save me, oh God. Watch me through.
I can hear you right. Talk this morning, I can hear you.
A clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess and I repent. I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come right now, God, asking you to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and teach us tonight, God. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to move me from myself so the Holy Ghost can take over and use this vessel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to open up our minds and our understanding on tonight. Open up our hearts tonight, God, that we may receive your word, Father, in the name of Jesus and understand it, God, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the name of Jesus, cover them and their families right now. In the blood of Jesus, encamp angels all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to just bind up the strong man. Bind up every strong man, God. Not just one, not just this one, not just that one. Bind up every strong man from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. We just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you that's under the sound of my voice. We're going to get ready to start in our reading the Word of God so we can answer our questions and discuss whatever it is, this chapter and even the questions we need to discuss on tonight. I want everyone to remember what I said from last week when we start speaking. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Judges chapter 20. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man from Dan even to Beersheba with the land of Gilead unto the Lord in Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, tell us, how was this wickedness? And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, and answered and said, I came unto Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced that she is dead. And I took my concubine and cut her into pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, ye are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel. And all the people arose as one man, saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do in Geba. We will go up by lot against it. And we will take 10 men of the 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and the children of 1,000 and 1,000 out of 10,000 to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Geba of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one. And the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribes of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us, the men, the children of Bela, which are in Geba, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities of Geba to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the city 26,000 men that drew sword beside the inhabitants of Geba, which were numbered even 100 chosen men. Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at a hair breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel besides Benjamin, and number 400,000 men that drew sword, all these were men of war. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them in Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array for the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until eve and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the battle of the against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against them. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground the children of Israel against 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. And the children of Israel and all the people went up and came into the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, and the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall it come again out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. And Israel set liers in wait around about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah and as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city and began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways of which one goes up to the house of God and the other goes to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first, but the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highway. And the men of Israel rose up out of their places and put themselves in array, Baal-Hatamar, Tamar, and the liar in the way of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not the evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men, all these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites because they trusted unto the liars in wait, which they had set beside Dinabah. Now, and the liars in wait hasted and rushed up Dinabah, and the liars in wait drew along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liars in wait that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in battle, Benjamin began to smote and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons, for they said, surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle. But when the flame began to rise up out of the city with the pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, a flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them, clothed the Benjaminites around about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease over against Dinabah toward the sun rising. And there fell the Benjamin, and there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men, and these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness into the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them. Unto Gidom, and slew 10,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day in Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well as the men of every city, as the beast. And all that came to the land, also they set on fire all the city that came to. Amen.
Chapter 21. Sorry about the noise. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, there shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife. And the people came to the house of God and abide there till evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept sore, and said, O Lord God of Israel, why is this come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel? And it came to pass on the morrow that the people rose early and built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto the Lord? For they had made a great oath concerning him, that came not up to the Lord in Mizpah, saying, he shall surely be put to death. And the children of Israel repented from, and the children of Israel repented them for Benjamin, their brother, and said, there is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. And shall we, how shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives? And they said, what one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly, for the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the valiantest, and commanded them, saying, go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead, with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. And this is the thing that ye shall do. Ye shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Ramon, and to call peaceably unto them. And Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives which they had saved alive of the woman of the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet some, oh my goodness, and yet so they sufficed them not. And the people repented them for Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, how shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, there must be an inheritance for them that be escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. How be it we may not give them wives of our daughters? For the children of Israel have sworn, saying, cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. Then they said, behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south side, oh my goodness, and on the south of Lebanon. Therefore, they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyard, and see and behold if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances. Then come ye out of the vineyard and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers of their brethren come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, be favorable unto them for our sake, because we reserved not to each man his wife in the war, for ye did not give unto them at this time, that ye shall be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught, and they went and returned unto their inheritance and repaired the city and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed thence at the time, every man of the tribe and to his family, and they went out from thence, every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we just thank and praise God for this. You know, on last week, chapter 18 and 19 is where these two evil men out of the tribe of Benjamin took this man's wife, a concubine, whatever she was to him, and they just raped her and used her, slept with her until she died. She made it back to her husband and knocked on the door, and she died right there. After they had, because they really wanted the man to have sex with the man in the last couple of chapters, in chapter 18 and 19. But the man of the house where they was living said, well, I got a virgin daughter, and this man has a concubine. Well, they took her, the concubine, and they slept with her. They used her real bad all night until that lady died. And when this Israelite, whoever he was, he saw the woman at the door, his wife at the door, and she died. He just put her over a horse or a donkey and took her, and he cut her up in 12 different pieces, and he sent it down river. So each tribe, the 12 tribes, would see what had happened. So they all got together and met. I don't know why I'm talking. But anyway, this is what happened last week, that last time we had Bible class. So this time, the people, the tribes of Israelites got this man sent to them. And why he sent it to them was to show them what these two evil men of the Benjamites had done to them, to his wife. They had had sex with her until she died. They just abused her until she died. And so when the Israelites found out, they said, we're not going to sleep, we're not going to rest, we're not going to do anything until this is taken care of. So the first question in chapter 20 is, what did the tribes of Israel decide to do against Benjamin? What did they decide to do against Benjamin? Anybody know?
I may know. Verse 13, where they delivered the men, the children of Bela, that they may kill them?
Yeah, they wanted to kill them, but see, the thing is, they asked the Benjamites to send those two out, and they wouldn't. So then, since they didn't send them out, what was they going to have to do? Because, see, they didn't want to kill everybody. But because they didn't send them out, What did they have to do? They decided to go to war against the Benjamites because they wouldn't send them out. They didn't have a choice but to go to war. And first of all, let's get an understanding who the Benjamites are. Dan and all of these different names, tribes, these are the sons of Jacob. They named each tribe after a son. And Benjamin, which are the Benjamites, he is the youngest son of Jacob and Rachel in Genesis. So his tribe, his people, the guys was two of his people. They were Benjamites. And because all of the other Israelites was going up against them because they had done this, the Benjamites said, no, we're not going to send them out. You all are going to have to come and get them or whatever, go to war. And that's why they went to war against the Benjamites. But the thing is, I remember Jacob, he loved Benjamin. He really loved Benjamin, and he loved Joseph a whole lot more than he loved his other sons. But Benjamin was his last son. So he found favor with Jacob and with God. So this is why Benjamin was winning against the Israelites, because he had favor with God. The Benjamites did. That's a whole lot of it, a part of it. Because when they was in Genesis, they had already thrown Joseph down the hole. And anyway, he was over the some parts of Egypt. And then when he sent back for Benjamin, Jacob was saying he may as well give his life up because he wasn't going to let his baby go. That was his baby boy. He wasn't going to let him go. But he finally did. But that's how much favor he had with God. And so God was in these two chapters, he was letting the Benjamites win for a long time. And so they were saying, who would go up against the Benjamites? Because they have more favor. They have more favor with God. And God say Judah would go up. Well, y'all know what Judah is, don't you? Who know what Judah is? What does Judah mean?
Praise.
That's right. Judah mean praise. Judah mean praise. So that's why he said Judah was going up. Because in the end, Judah was going to get the praise. He was going to give God the praise. But it just took so long for all of this to happen. They should have sent those two men out. They had an evil spirit on them to want to take that man's wife and to have sex with her until she died. They abused that woman all night long. All she could do was make it back to her house. And in fact, they didn't even want her. They wanted him. That's what kind of evil spirit that was on them. They wanted to have sex with the man. So there is nothing new under the sun. This stuff ain't new that's happening today. It's not new. It's all in the Bible. And then another fact, and we're going to answer these questions, because God just gave me so much on it when I was studying it. It lets you know that how evil spirits can come on you like that. An evil spirit can take over you like that, to have you think you want a man. You're a man, but you see all these women around here, but you want to go to a man. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Terrible. But then they should have took and gave them the two men. But see, the thing about it, what we have to remember in Judges, that's why they had judges, because there wasn't no law, wasn't no king. There wasn't no law there. So the men, the people, was doing what they thought was right. That's why he would send each part of his wife to the different ones, different tribes. So y'all see what happened to my wife. This is evidence. Y'all see what they did to her. They killed her. They raped her. They abused her all night. And I needed to tell y'all. I needed to show you all what happened. So that was 20. And when 21 came, they were saying, what is this? What is it? You sending us a body part? And then he told them what happened. And they said, okay, this can't be. This can't be. And then they start saying, well, you need to send them out. Went to the Benjamite, because he the baby brother. You need to send them out. He said that he wasn't going to do it. So they had to go, all the other tribes, the other 11 tribes, had to war against him. Why was he was whooping them? He didn't have a big tribe like they did. Benjamin had so much favor with God that he was still whooping them. He was winning the war, but he sent Judah up against Benjamin. He sent praise up. When praises go up, blessings come down. He sent up Judah. And Judah had to have some kind of strategy from God to be able to maneuver to whoop Benjamin, because Benjamin was smart. He was the youngest one of them, and he was smart. But when you, how you do, when evil communications corrupt good manners, good character, you let these two right here corrupt everything that you are all the tribe, your tribe worked for and built. That's something. So we're going to answer another question. I know y'all tired of hearing me talk. Let me see.
That was
how
good.
How many times did Israel fight the Benjamites before they defeated them? How many times did Israel fight the Benjamites before they defeated them?
This is Judy. Three.
Oh, three times, Judy. Okay. Sure did. Fight them three times. Sure did. How many Benjamite men were left?
Since Carl,
how many?
700.
How many?
700.
600.
600.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
600, but we're on chapter 21. We're going to answer these questions, and then we'll talk about it some more, because these were good. This lets you know what happened to the Benjamites. Okay, chapter 21. Where did the tribe first get wise for the Benjamites? Where did they get the wise? Oh, they got them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do anyone know before I say something? Okay, they got him from Jabez. Uh-huh, that's right. That's right.
This is Judy. Okay.
And how did the tribe get more wives for the rest of the Benjamites? Where did they get the other wives from, the last wives they got?
This is Judy again, Shiloh.
That's right. They got them from Shiloh, the dancers in Shiloh at the yearly feast. See, they was having I think they had all the feasts at one time. Let me see. I think I read that they had the Passover. They was having all them feasts at one time. And so all these women were going to be there. And they knew it. And when they come out to dance, they told them to run in and just grab them a woman to be their wife. And that's what they did. That's exactly what they did. But this was so interesting to me because how evil was then and evil is still now. You know, I mean, it's so many things happening even today, and we don't understand, just like they didn't understand then, but particular time, it was no law in the land. It was no king over nothing, so they just had judges, and most of the judges was just about gone, so the people did what they thought was right in their own eyes, but they wasn't doing right in God's eyes. So God, you know, the Israelites would go into prayer and ask God, what should we do next? How should, who is going to fight for us? We don't have anyone to lead us in battle. We got to fight against the Benjamites. And he said Judah would. But the Benjamites had so much favor with God, it took them three times to whoop 11 tribes because they was the 12th tribe. It took three times they went up against the Benjamites, and the Benjamites didn't have a big soldiers. They didn't have a big military, but the Israelites did. But the Benjamites had favor with God, but God had to do the right thing. He, you know, all they had to do was send them two men out. It was just two men. And then at the end, as you can see, they start feeling sorry for their little brother. They was like, okay, we're going to have to find them some wives. We're going to have to help them out like we did before. We found them wives before. We're going to have to find them some wives again. And that's what they did because they all loved their little brother. But you know, they was just doing what they wanted to do in those days and time because it was no law. And that's why they felt like they can take this woman from her husband and rape her all night long until she died, and it was okay. No, it was not. So do we have any comments, any questions, anything you need to add to what I'm saying, anything, any questions? So we understand. And you know, it's really... But see, when they was fighting these wars, the Israelites was fighting a holy war because they was, you know, they all Israelites and they loved each other, but this could not be. And they didn't have a king to decide what was what and what should not be and what should be. But we do know that these are the sons of Jacob. These are the sons of Jacob. All 12 of them, every last one of them, had a tribe. All of them had a tribe. but he loved Benjamin the most. Joseph and Benjamin was his favorite too, Manasseh. So that's why Benjamin had so much favor, because Jacob blessed Benjamin and Joseph. He blessed Benjamin and he blessed Joseph's boys. He blessed the youngest one first, Manasseh. Then he blessed the oldest one, because he said the oldest was going to the youngest. And that's exactly what happened. But then when they getting ready to make their transition, he lay his hand up under his thigh and hand on whoever he gonna bless, and he blessed them, and God honored that, and he honored the blessing. Yeah, it was good. This was very good to me. And because they had not sent out, if they had not went to war, their tribe would have been cursed with those evil men in it. It just would have been a curse on the tribe. But I know the Benjamites did not want a curse on their tribe. I know that. Who want a curse on them? They was already, and they were so afraid that a lot of them, those women were gone, the wives was gone, they would not have any more opportunity to have children as Benjamites. So that's why they were trying to get more wives. That's why they were trying to get more wives. You know, this was very, very interesting, because when they were saying over in Genesis how God had how Jacob had blessed them, and as Jacob was blessing them, God was blessing them too, and that's why he had so much favor from God, because it shouldn't have took three times to whoop Benjamin, because they had just a little number, but they had good military, but they had fewer number. They didn't have as many as those 11 tribes. They had a lot, and they still couldn't defeat them until God was ready. So, you know, sometimes we go through the storm and rain. We go through the fire. We in a war, in a battle, in a spiritual war, in a battle. But until God allows, until it's time for us to get out of it, we have to stay there. I think it was a very good chapter, y'all. I really enjoyed the book of Judges. It's Thursday. We are being Ruth, but Judges was really good. It really opened my eyes to if it was no law here, if it was no law here in America, you know, what would we do? Everybody thinks they write about stuff and they not. This is something you have to look at, because they were talking about that martial law and all this kind of crazy stuff. It's you have to really look at stuff like that. But at least they had theyself a little more together than I know if it was here today, we wouldn't be together like that. But all of those 11 tribes came together to agree on what to do with the Benjamites. And then they decide, that's our little brother. We don't want to do none with the Benjamites. Just send us the two that did this. Once you send us the two, you all can go on. We'll take care of them. They said we're not going to sleep until it's taken care of. Any questions? Any comments?
That's the puzzle. I have a question and maybe a comment of what you said about how – or could we, like, handle the situation in our time, in our day, and we probably couldn't. I think back then they may have had more honor for one another, and mm-hmm. maybe that's how they can have, come to some decision without a king or a ruler And my question is, like, how long did it take? You know, how long is it going to take before they start getting rulers or kings?
Oh, it's coming, I think, in the next chapter. I mean, in Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Before the next king comes.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah.
I say thank you. That was very good.
Oh, you're welcome. God just gave it to me because I had read it and looked over it and studied it, but until I started talking about it, the Spirit of the Lord was just waking up some stuff in me that was over in Genesis when we studied Genesis over there. And also with Sodom and Gomorrah over there. So some of that stuff probably lags out of there, you know, but I just feel like it was a spirit, an evil spirit over them to make them want the man because they did not want the woman. They was forced to take the woman. Because the old man was saying, the man over the house, he was saying, you don't want him. I got a daughter that's never seen a man, and he got a concubine. They wouldn't even take the daughter. They just took the concubine. And that was just terrible to me. But and then they abused her so bad, she died. Then her husband cut up. That was something. So I just thank and praise God for tonight, our class tonight. It was very, very, very good. And I hope everybody got the questions from Ruth because we're going to do Ruth on Thursday. We're going to do the two chapters in Ruth. If you don't have them, I'll send it to you. And we need to study so we can get down and really get down in root because that's a good book. It's not a long book, but it's a very, very good book, and you'll enjoy it and learn so much from it. You'll glean from it, from the book of Ruth. Yeah, you will. So I'm looking forward to it on Thursday. So I'm not going to hold you if there's nothing else. I'm going to let you get off. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now for each one that's on the radio broadcast for the study of our word on tonight, for the study of the word of God on tonight. Father, I just thank you for opening up our understanding, teaching us, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you the praise and the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus now and encamp your angels all around about them and their family right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I pray. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. You all have a good night. Good night. On Thursday, we'll be in the book of Ruth now. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Amen. God bless. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.